This is an executive summary of depletion, basis and recapture in a mineral rights 1031 exchange, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. Most of what makes a mineral 1031 exchange technically harder than a real estate exchange comes down to one concept, depletion. Depletion is the deduction that lets mineral owners recover the value of a depleting asset, and it does two things that complicate an exchange. First, it steadily lowers your adjusted basis, which enlarges your gain in the tax you're deferring. Second, it carries into the replacement property through the basis, affecting your future deductions. Add the recapture rules that can convert part of the gain to ordinary income, and you have a set of moving parts that a generalist might mishandle. This guide is a CPA-level walkthrough of how cost and percentage depletion work, how depletion lowers basis, how the carryover basis operates in a 1031, and how recapture flows through, so you understand what your accountant is doing and why depletion makes coordination so important. For how these basis and recapture mechanics fit into a full exchange, see our in-depth mineral and royalty exchange guide. Depletion comes in two forms, and the distinction matters for basis. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.